We have listened to the United Nations and the African Union calling for the forces of the Republic of South Sudan should withdraw. The position of our government is that we understand that the issue of withdrawal is a principle we understand very clearly. But the government of South Sudan was saying that we should put down some mechanism so that Ridge Leach cannot be used again by the Republic of South Sudan as a sort of lodging pad, in a way, as a center for carrying out attacks against the Republic of South Sudan. That's why we say, for example, some mechanisms should be put in. We need immediate demarcation of the agreed-upon areas of the border, because this will show whose territory is this one and whose territory is the other one. And immediate demilitarization of all occupied and contested areas and deployment of international monitors in those areas. We have got about six areas which are actually contested areas and in which the Sudan government, they have not vacated them, having borders within 1-1-1956. These areas, the top of the list is the Ridge Leach, which is Pansol in Unity State. We have Magenis in Upper Nile State. We have Joda in Upper Nile State. We have Kafir Tingi and Hofra Nahas in Western Barra Reserve. We have Kaka Tijari in Upper Nile State. And we have the Whitman Monroe Strip, which is the Malwali Strip along the River Kir. These are contested areas. We suggest these areas should be demilitarized completely. The two forces should, the Sudan forces should move away from it. And the international monitors take over. Until we agree on what size and internal borders are drawn so that we know exactly which area they fall in, and then the immediate halt of any mineral exploitation in these contested areas till we reach an agreement, and then the dispute pertaining to the status of the contested areas can be referred for international arbitration, and then we will require the immediate withdrawal of staff forces from Abyei. These are the mechanisms that should be put into place. Then the meaning of withdrawal from Ridge Leach become meaningful, because we will have resolved the issues and there will be no further attacks like the Sudan government has been doing, attacking us three times from the same place. And when we repulse them and pursue them, they begin to give an impression as if we are the aggressors. We are not the aggressors. It is the Republic of Sudan which aggresses. So those are the conditions we thought should be put in as a mechanism of resolving these issues effectively. And then we continued with our African Union high implementation dialogue to resolve all these issues, the outstanding issues of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. That's the position.
Could you maybe tell us about the casualties during the fighting? Do you know how many people were killed in total?
We were attacked three times. First, on the 26th of March 2011, in which the Sudan Air Defense Forces violated our airspace and bombed areas within the Unity State, including the oil fields. About four people were killed in that exercise. And then on the 3rd again, there was a further attack in a place called Manga, which led to the death of one individual and four wounded, including an infant. And then on the 10th, there was aerial bombardment and a ground attack. Yeah, there were a number of casualties on our side because of aerial bombardment. Four people were actually injured. Until yesterday, they were bombing our areas, and they killed one soldier and injured four people. The casualties on the ground attack are not yet in. They have not been seen how many who got killed in the process. But they have been nearly bombing us for the whole of last month. Nearly 60 air raids into our territory. There was nothing raised by the Security Council nor the African Union. It is only when we were able to repulse on their third attack and pursue them out of Ridge Leach, that is when for the first time the Security Council and the United Nations and the African Union condemned and asked the Sudanese armed forces to cease in carrying out air raids against the Republic of South Sudan.
If these areas that you've mentioned, if they aren't demilitarized, do you think this risks sliding into war?
No, there will be no war, definitely. If these areas are demilitarized and you get international monitors placed in these contested areas, and then we continue with our peaceful dialogue through the African Union High Implementation Panel.
We understand that the oil facilities in the area have been damaged. Could you maybe give us an idea of the extent of the damage?
No, the oil installations in Ridge Leach, that is in Pansau, are completely safe. There is no damage whatsoever that has happened to them. That is not true, because there was no fighting that took place in Ridge Leach. Absolutely.